Here we go. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Yes.
We're rolling. I'm excited because, well, Roxanne's smiling ear to ear. Can't see that on the podcast, but she's like, hey, I got a way to make your weekends even better. I'm like, come on now. Don't tease me with this because, I mean, you start talking about weekends, man. I'm living for
okay.
weekends.
That's my exact point. And I said that the other day to Doug, and he's like, oh, that's not how we want our life to be.
It's true. But you're not supposed to say that, but he's right. They say that you're not supposed to say you live for the weekends because every day you're supposed to enjoy as much as a weekend.
I know. I know.
But
this is the issue. I'm not saying I don't have a good time at what I do. We have cool jobs. I'm not saying I don't have a great time spending time with my family every day, but it is a grind because you have to, you know, crank it out at work and then go home and take care of your family. And that's what the 5-day week is. It's work and take care of the family.
Right.
And that's it.
And you get freedom on the weekend, so you have a little bit more flexibility. Right?
You have ownership over that time.
Right. You don't have to get up at exactly this time. You don't have to be somewhere first thing in the morning. You can kind of maneuver a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you. And let's be honest, if you could do that every day, you would.
Of course.
Right?
The freedom.
So it can't be that you love the other 5 days as much as those 2 days.
No, because, absolutely not.
Right.
No chance.
Because they're so different.
Right. You get to savor moments, enjoy the little things. Okay, so what I was finding is on Mondays, I was just worn out. Every Monday, I feel tired and I feel like I haven't accomplished as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main senses I was having. Because I've always believed that you need to accomplish these things on a weekend. You need to rest, you need to have a little fun, and you need to maybe get some things done, those chores, whatever it is, to feel like you're not behind the eight ball when you start back to work on Monday. And I realized I wasn't, that's too much to get done in 1 week. And I said, Roxanne, you're looking at this the wrong way. So I've created this thing. We're going to start it this weekend in our family. We actually kind of started it this past weekend and it didn't even realize we did so.
So you didn't hear this anywhere else. You have created this process.
This is a formula.
All right.
If you want to try it,
all right.
You have theme weekends, 4 different themes. Coincidentally, 4 weekends a month. So if you want to do one each month, then that works out perfectly. So the 4 themes are, you're going to have 1 weekend. This is coming up for me. It's my recharge weekend.
Okay.
That's the theme. What are we going to do in our household? Nothing. We're not going to schedule anything because even sometimes you're doing a cool social event. You're like, oh, I have to do it. We're not scheduling anything. Maybe I'll have a little me time. Maybe I'm going to treat myself. Maybe I'm going to get a massage. But really nothing that we have to do, whatever we feel like doing.
Yeah. So you're not going anywhere. You're not making. Yeah. Okay.
No, if we get together with friends, it doesn't mean we can't do things. It just has to be a spur of the moment, last minute.
Right.
Yeah. We really
right.
feel like doing this. And the friends, this is kind of a weird thing to say, but as you get older, you start to realize you give and receive. That was
live studio phone
1970
calls.
Calling.
Y'all to see this phone in here, man. I mean, it's the headset. It's the cord. It's the big block numbers. It's pretty cool. And it works. I didn't think it worked. I thought it was an antique. I thought it was for show.
It was for show. It was
I thought
a prop.
It was like, yeah, I thought it was like, oh, they're building a radio museum in here. And it was like, hey, look back in the day. This is the old radio station. No, it works, man. That thing works. I thought it was an artifact. They dug it up outside.
Somebody found it in a time capsule.
Yeah,
and we just took it out.
Put it in there. Radio museum. You charge people $5 to come in and see that thing.
Oh my God. Okay.
That could be your other theme weekend. It could be like a antique weekend or something like that. Yeah. Go antiquing. Remember the old days? Throwbacks.
Okay, that's not one of my weekends.
No, not yet.
Not yet. So the recharge weekend also includes friends. You put friends in different categories who you give and receive different things from. For example, maybe you have your friends who you like to go out and just have a crazy fun time with, but your closest friends you can do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit and talk or sit and not talk and just chill.
I like this.
So those would be the friends I would hang out with on a recharge weekend.
I want to call some of my good friends and be like, you know, I've determined that you are some of the best friends in my life. You are such a good friend that I could actually sit and not talk to you. So what I'd like you to do is to come over tonight at about 8 o'clock. And I don't want you to leave till about 2 in the morning, but we're not saying anything to each other. And you're going to try this theme weekend and we sit there. And that could, you know, and that in itself is kind of a recharge, right?
Yes.
Because it's like, What'd you do last night? And then you have to tell this story.
My friends came over. We
couldn't talk to each other for 6 hours. It was great because we were thinking all this stuff, but we couldn't say it. I like this. I like the spin on this because it almost is like taking you out of your comfort zone. Like,
yes.
For real.
Yes.
You know, it's like you invite all these people over, but you can't say a word. You know,
you're taking this to a new level.
I'm just saying, I like the style. Yeah, you're recharging.
Too much talking, too much noise in this world.
I blame the phone, to be honest, the phone.
Okay, so the next kind of weekend is, the theme is excitement.
Okay.
I had that this past weekend, went to New York City, had a great time. What does excitement give you? Excitement gives you the memories on Monday.
Okay.
It also,
living on the edge kind of a thing, like new experiences, stuff like that.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that weekend yet. Okay. That's a different one.
My goodness.
Excitement is, for us in our family, excitement usually means a vacation somewhere, even if it's just a quick trip.
Sure.
It also can mean in our family a date night. That's exciting.
Okay.
Having some drinks with friends, whatever. You know, it also means staying out past your bedtime.
Right. Yeah.
You don't do that on the recharge weekend, maybe.
No, because you want, yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
Everyone stopped talking and gone home.
Right. I mean, it's like somebody finally said a word and the night's over. You go home and you go to bed. First person who talks has to go home and go to bed. Seriously, don't say anything.
Okay. So
we're going to do one podcast here coming up in a few weeks. That's what we're doing. We're not saying it. We're going to turn the mics on and we're not saying anything for about 25 minutes. Yeah, we'll be recharged after that. Just quiet, still. And you guys listening, you're not going to hear anything from us, but you're going to listen. Recharge. It's the recharge. That's our second podcast, the Recharge Podcast. We just send you good vibes through the air. We don't talk about it. Wasn't that Fight Club? First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Don't talk about the Fight Club.
First rule of Recharge Podcast, you don't talk during the Recharge Podcast.
Oh, my.
All right,
okay.
So excitement. So, like, taking a trip. Yeah, spicing it up, right? Doing something, going somewhere new.
Right, something. Okay. It's the excitement weekend is the weekend that you most look forward to during the week. When you're counting down.
Yeah.
Recharge weekend is desperation. It's like, I'm coming off a crazy weekend. I need to recharge. Okay. So then the third weekend, you know, you're not going to like this one, but it is what it is. To get ahead in this world, the reality is we have to work on the weekends sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe your work themed weekend might be doing something actually related to work, or it might be industrious around the house, getting work projects done. It's the kind of weekend that on Monday you say to yourself, I got a lot done. I feel accomplished. I crossed some items off my list.
Maybe it could also be like, you know, more entrepreneurial in nature, like writing a book.
Precisely.
Or starting your own podcast, or, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Or it's, working on that second business, or you know, your own business on the side, because everybody wants to do that, mm-hmm. but everyone doesn't realize, like, okay.
There's a time commitment.
Well, yeah, and it's huge, right? So whenever I see people and they're complaining about they can't start their own business or this and that, like, they're sitting at happy hour. And
exactly.
I'm like, well, of course not, because you're here, mm-hmm. right? So it's the entrepreneurial genie doesn't come to visit you at the bar and anoint you with millions of dollars of VC money, right? And the venture capitalists just jump out of the bar from behind the bar and they go, oh, we heard your great ideas. Here's 10 million, you know? So yeah, but maybe that's like a good time to work on that. Write a book?
Exactly.
I think writing a book is a good... Like, here's the thing. Anybody can write a book right now, and anybody can do a podcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a phone, you can write a book or start a podcast.
You say that, and there are a lot of people, though. You talk to people that say, I'm going to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Until you've written that book, you are not going to write a book.
Yeah. I've actually heard before, don't talk about things that you're wanting to do,
mm-hmm.
because if you keep doing that, people around you start to lose faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of believe in that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's like the person at work that's like, okay, I'm going to focus. I'm going to work harder, or I'm actually going to care more.
Mm-hmm.
After you've heard that like 3 or 4 times, you're like, but no, you're not.
Right.
So, you know.
Now, I do think that there are some personality types who need that. For example, I am the kind of person, I don't need to shout it off the rooftops that I'm going to commit to XYZ plan. I just have to tell myself. And then once I've committed to myself, I'm good. But there are some people who need to tell everybody so that everybody keeps them on track.
Yeah. If you're not doing it, it's not getting done. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that as a weekend. Like,
kind of, it's part of life.
Yeah.
And you accept it.
And that maybe fires you up a little bit, mm-hmm. because like, I spent a whole weekend working on something that I wanted to do for a long time. Right. And then hopefully it's something that can help you professionally or help your family, but start this big, crazy, awesome business. or come up with something and you team up with other people and then you're collaborating on all this cool stuff. It's pretty good. Yeah.
And then the other kind of weekend is, I should have started this with this one, but it's the new fresh weekend. So this is probably best for, my daughter's probably going to appreciate this weekend the most because it's going to be about going to places that we haven't been before. I find that I go to the same restaurants all the time. I go to this, you know, you get in your comfort zone. So this is about checking out a new TV show, going to a restaurant in Dunedin, if you just always stay in your little neighborhood. It's going to a museum, maybe the radio museum right here at Beasley Media Group.
That's right. $5. You hear the phone ring. $5. I mean, I think it's worth it. I mean, a lot of people would tell you that is not a big ticket to pay to hear that phone ring. I know I sure would pay more, but, you know, we're just starting out, so the museum is... these entry-level prices for entry-level phones. But I like your style on that. No, I like your style on that because, you know, you're switching up for the kids. And it's true, especially, you know, living around the Tampa Bay area, there's so many cool things to do.
Right.
I mean, even if you got to jump in the car for an hour or 2 hours, there's some great places to go.
Right.
And you can kind of open up. Yeah, and, you know, you forget, too, because like you said, I do find myself, we eat at the same restaurants, we go to the same bars, and we do the same things.
Same thing on the menu
over
item.
And over and over and over. And so, yeah, it is cool to like go on an adventure because you never know what you're going to find.
Right.
You know?
Another factor in the new fresh weekend is maybe even new friends.
Yep.
Because those other friends stop talking.
So, yeah. You guys are such good friends, you can't even talk anymore. You have to go make friends that actually will talk.
But you ever run into people at certain events and especially, you know, you say, oh gosh, we're seeing that couple again, and we keep saying we're going to get together, and we never do.
Yeah.
It's those type of people. And then you, just because our schedules are so busy, so if you're doing those new things, how do you feel on Monday? You feel inspired. So you have that fresh perspective.
I do feel like, too, a lot of people, I should say a lot of people, at least me, sometimes there is an excuse for meeting and hanging out with new friends because you have kids. Because you're so busy, and it's not a good excuse, but it's always right there. You know, it's like, hey, come over for a little while. And sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I just don't know these people that well. Like, I don't want to go over there. And like, what if I'm not enjoying it? Or what if it's just weird? And, you know, but then think of all the cool experiences you have with your friends now, and you might miss out on future really cool experiences.
And it is.
You just sort of have to like pick up the anchor and just say, you know, we'll go hang out. We'll do something cool and different and we'll see what happens.
Right.
And yeah, no, it's true. It's funny, even like having this conversation now, I'm like, I'm getting frustrated, like a little antsy because I don't know when the last time I've done something super outside.
I know.
You know, not of the comfort zone. I push comfort zone a lot, but socially, I don't know when I've just said, yeah, let's take this social risk and do something and like, let's just see how it goes.
I think too that, you know, we get clogged up with the social media so we can kind of maintain our friendships with people with a like. You know, those people outside of your immediate close friend social circle.
It's not a real engagement.
No.
Yeah. And I know people get really excited when somebody follows them or friends them, you know, somebody you knew, grew up with, or maybe to you it's a celebrity or whatever. But at the end of the day, that's really not a real interaction.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when they hit the like button, or the repost, like it wasn't real.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, like you can't really,
and it,
for an emotional experience, it can only go so far because if that person, like if you had two choices, hey, I'll retweet you for the rest of your life, or I'll show up and have drinks with you once a month for the rest of your life. What do you
forget it?
You're picking the show up with face to face interaction.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even close. I mean, there's value in getting attention on social media. I mean, I totally get it. But as far as like real personal, interpersonal communication.
Right. No chance.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Exactly. Oh, I never thought about it in that way. Would you rather have someone retweet you, like your stuff, or get together with them? Someone you really care about or get to. And the answer is obvious.
So much more can come out of the face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. Like you could get more than retweets for life. Like you could get so much more out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ideas,
all,
camaraderie.
Yeah, just collaboration and everything. But if that's all you're shooting for is just that, like you're going to have to aim a little bit higher.
Exactly.
Good idea with the theme weekends.
Thank you. So that's it, the four. The recharge, excitement, work industrious and new, fresh and new. And then you go into each weekend and you kind of know what to expect. You look forward to it the right way on Monday. And you know how you're going to be feeling.
You can keep building on that. Mm-hmm. Like you could add other ones.
If you wanted to. Are 5 weekends in a couple of months during the year, so you'd have to.
Right. You could, you know what I mean? And then, or you could come up with a bunch of them and then put some off some weekends. And I don't know, maybe you could add like, maybe you could really, so that those are macro mm-hmm. things. Like yes. maybe you could really get microscopic with like, I don't know, like a foreign food Friday, right? Where you're like, this Friday, we're going to go to a place that like, we won't even be able to read the menu. Like it's just whatever. And I never thought I'd eat there. Right. And then you go and it's like crazy and you have this experience. Or maybe it's like, yeah, I don't know. It was foreign food Friday. We'll start that. But you know what I'm saying? Like maybe you could do, you know, or maybe you're not like, you don't like craft beer. So maybe like we're going to a craft brewery this weekend, like mm-hmm. get real micro with it.
Right.
You know, or with the kids, it's like, hey, we're going to do a surprise day trip and they don't know where they're going, but you put them in the right. car and you have this thing set up this mm-hmm. cool day when maybe you take them to the Everglades mm-hmm. or, you know,
you could even teach them, okay, you're going to have to pack, give them a couple clues.
Right, right, right.
And you're going to have to pack what you think is the right outfit to wear and anything you might need and maybe give them some clues. And then when they get there, like if you're going to the beach, you yes. say, oh, you might want to pack a sandpail.
Add some dynamic yes. to the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good. You got to add some dynamics.
So.
I want to get to this real quick, this flu shot thing, right?
Right.
You know, I already,
if you want to be out doing all this stuff on the weekend, interacting with people,
I'm nervous
about
the flu.
Around germs.
They're already talking about it. Okay. They're already talking about the flu. I already know people who have the flu. And so it's that annual, should I flu shot or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I am not the biggest fan of the flu shot. However, I have gotten it some years. One year I got it and I felt ill for a month. Now I don't think that I got the flu, mm-hmm. but I did not feel well for about a month. I just felt like I had, you know, when you get like really bad allergy attacks and mm-hmm. you're just beat down.
Yes.
I didn't have energy. I just didn't have energy.
Where sometimes you're driving home and you're like, gosh, I'm tired. And then you ask yourself, do I feel like this every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so that happened one year. And then I start reading all these things on the internet and I know you're not, you know, real. But I do want to get, it's there. So I want to mm-hmm. kind of consume the information, see
sure.
what's up. But yeah, so now I'm kind of like, so now with 5 kids, I worry about it because you read some things. Now the first group of people who come out and I think get a little bit pushy with this are nurses. And I love nurses. I love what they do. I think overall they're underpaid, mm-hmm. And overworked, but I do hear nurses going, you have to get the flu shot because you're putting people who are sick in danger of catching the flu, or if you get it and you get them sick because mm-hmm. they work with sick. And I understand that, but I don't want to put, I'm not putting anybody else above my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've actually lost friends that are nurses be like, oh, well, that's just terribly insensitive of mm-hmm. you. And I'm like, to not put anyone else above my kid. Okay, cool. Well, that's
right.
You can do that, but I'm just not going to do that.
Sure.
So I am not going to get the flu shot because there is a common theory among nurses that it protects people who are in the hospital like mm-hmm. that's not enough for me, because if the flu shot does something very bad to you, I want to know about it.
Of course.
You know, but I have had the flu shot and like I said, nothing bad ever happened. I did feel ill mm-hmm. for that one time I got it. There were other times I got it though and felt great and never got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But the years that I didn't get the flu shot, I also did not get the flu.
Sure.
And so now I'm kind of like, but they're saying this could be like a really bad year. And of course, I don't want the flu. I don't want my mm-hmm. kids to get the flu. I don't want nurses or sick or anybody to get the flu.
You don't
flu.
Want anyone to get
but
it.
But I also don't want to read in 10 years mm-hmm. that everyone who got the flu shot from 2004 to 2020,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was some immuno whatever. And okay. And I know like, so half the people are like rolling their eyes, but then the other half are like, yeah, you're right. Don't do it because it's all these toxins in it. But now I'm kind of like, it has been out a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the imperfections with the shot have been worked out, and maybe I'm being an optimist.
But it is so frustrating to be someone who likes to research and find the right answer and still have these questions and be concerned about things. And we have to also do the disclaimer that we are not doctors. We are not part of any governing body that would know. We're not with the CDC. We don't know any of the specifics of things, but we're just parents who want the best for our kids.
Yeah,
and our community.
Yeah, and I just don't. You know, I know it's a blanket statement. Depending on which side you fall, oh no, the flu shot works, mm-hmm. and other people, oh no, the flu shot makes you sick. It's hard to find the middle ground in that because I've had both experiences. But, you know, I have also read stories from people that either I loosely know or know mm-hmm. through other people who have terrible things to say about the flu shot. I also know people that have gotten the flu shot for like 20 straight years. And they're like, I feel great. I've never gotten the flu.
Yes.
I would never imagine not getting it because I don't want to get the flu.
Mm-hmm. I have family members like that.
Yeah, but I'm worried about the flu shot, the flu itself this year because I mm-hmm. hear it's bad. And I already know there's two people in my neighborhood that have already had the flu and they said it was bad. Like 5 days couldn't get out of bed.
So,
and for young kids.
Right. I know.
If they get the flu, it can really be dangerous. And of course, the elderly and the immunocompromised.
Exactly. So we're just keyed on the flu shot. But before I had my daughter, I remember a lot of people spoke to me, do not do all these vaccines, you know, have them planned. So you just do one this visit, one that visit. Don't give them, the doctors try to give them to you all at one time and it's too much for babies. So, but as it pertains to all of that and the flu shot, I have a pediatrician who I trust completely. I knew him from the time I was in fourth grade and he's very bright and I'm friends with him. So whatever he tells me to do with my daughter, I do.
Yeah.
So that's a good feeling to have that person who is an expert and you know that whatever advice they're going to give you, they do with their own kids. There's no agenda. And so I feel comfortable taking that advice. So he wants me to have her get her flu shot.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do it and she's a baby. And he's told me even when we first met with him and started talking about, well, all these vaccines, are they okay? And he says, hey, you know, I've seen babies die from, I'm going to say the wrong disease. So I don't know which it is, but let's just say mumps or whatever, measles or whatever it might be. But you don't see babies die from shots,
right,
and vaccines. That doesn't happen. So in any case, I feel comfortable giving it to my daughter. She is a child. So I don't want her to get sick and have her immune system not be as strong as adults and get really ill. And then I am very thankful. We were on a flight to Chicago with her and there were people all around us coughing and hacking.
Oh,
and
yeah,
these people
it's
are from
terrible
all over.
Feeling.
And I just looked at Doug. I'm like, thank God our daughter has all of her vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
But for myself, I feel like you do. And there's another layer that goes into that. Do you ever think to yourself, we didn't used to have to get the flu shot? And was the flu talked about as much then? Was it as rampant? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is it's like there's a marketing push, a big marketing push to get the flu shot, to get it early. But it always comes with, but if it's not the right strain, you're still going to get the flu.
Know.
So it's like, so I got the chemicals in me, but it may not be the right strain.
And I have
strain.
To right, rely on the CDC to come up with the strain. That
and all
not
the
really
aluminum
accurate.
That they say goes into these shots, which it's just not good for your body. But I mean, your body can handle it. That's fine. But yeah, and it's a big responsibility when you have kids because they can't make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're driving them to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You're signing the consent.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding their hand when the needle goes in their arm.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge decision as a parent
mm-hmm.
when you're like, yeah, we'll go with it. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, it's a, and I feel like for us, it's, I mean, you worry about it, but you're making your own decision.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can't believe I already know people who've gotten the flu, had it bad.
Me too.
It really, really bad already. I mean, it's just October, barely into October. And I'm thinking, I mean, it's still in the 90s down here in Florida, but it's just these other parts, you know, as it gets colder and colder and people are more into confined mm-hmm. spaces, like if it's that bad, I may just have to say, you know what? I don't want to risk this.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to risk it.
So awful and scary. CDC reports that around 80,000 people in the United States died as a result of influenza virus during the winter of 2017-2018.
Oh, yeah.
Making it the deadliest seasonal flu in more than four decades.
Yep.
And some of that did have to do with the fact that the flu shot didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything last year. But your body still had to deal with everything that was in it. All the contaminants mm-hmm. and things like that. Because for these shots to work, they have to put things in that aren't necessarily great for you. I mean, it's just there are things that are byproducts that go in that, you know, whatever.
But it is sometimes the cases of flu you hear about are so bad.
It was, I mean, people were going to the hospital within like hours of contracting the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Like they went to work okay And by lunchtime, they were in the hospital.
Right.
Like, because they were, the flu was so, I don't know how 1 year's flu can be worse than another. I guess it just can. I don't know.
Right.
But I guess it was really bad last year. And you heard all these stories. Now they're saying this year could be the same, if not worse. I do this every year with myself with the flu shot. And I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists,
mm-hmm.
but I am cautious at believing everything at first glance.
Of course.
So maybe I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I don't think that, like, you get a flu shot and then, like, all of a sudden the government's tracking you for the rest of your life.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Or, like, you become some clone and, like, some mm-hmm. drone of the government. I don't believe that at all. I just want to make sure
there's a chip in the flu,
right,
the flu virus.
Right, and I heard that. Yes. There's, like, this thing, yes. and it's like, you know. But I also don't want to just say, yeah, cool. I saw this on the CVS commercial where you can just go right. and get it for $5 and everything's cool.
You want to apply critical thinking, which is a lost art
right.
in some cases in yeah. today's day and age. So I think that we're very like-minded on this because the part of me that wants to get a flu shot is for the statistics we talked about, for the fact that they say it's going to be worse and we can't with our busy lives afford to even miss 5 days yeah. of work. I certainly don't want to bring that to people at work because that's the other scary thing too. You have it. But you don't know you have it, and that's when it runs throughout.
I'll tell you, last year, too, I mean, there's a couple people here that came to work
mm-hmm.
and said, I have the flu. I remember there were some people wearing masks here
right?
last year or saying, I have a terrible fever,
mm-hmm.
and the flu was going around, and it's like, hey, you know, some of us have kids,
right?
and I, you know, I would never mm-hmm. come here or anywhere in public knowing that I likely have or have the flu
exactly.
and put other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who just brought their babies home from the hospital.
Oh, right.
And I mean, you don't want to subject a family to that.
No, no.
So yeah, but it's still scary when you go out in public and you're not sure. So maybe one of your weekends could be a flu shot weekend. We could add that. And it's where everyone gets a flu shot and you just kind of sit around and you celebrate uh-huh. that you're not going to get the flu.
Right, right. You just drink a lot of water, vitamin C, and
right.
and do whatever you can to boost your immune
right.
system too.
All right.
Wash your hands.
See?
It's just a best practices flu avoidance weekend.
Flu shot weekend. Yeah. Or it could be an adult theme party where it's like you and all your friends go and get flu shots and then you go to the bar and get real shots to celebrate that you're not getting the flu this year. A couple ways to mix that up.